beautiful.
Lance, come on over here.
Let's see what Oscar's up to this time.
Oh, yeah. Oscar, what are you doing? What's this, trash all over here? What are you doing?
Gordon, I feel great today.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, I'm going through all my trash, just throwing it around and looking at it. It makes a grouch feel terrific.
Oh, yeah?
Just looking at it trash once in a while.
Well.
You know, Gordon?
Mm.
Just looking at this trash makes me feel so good. I feel like singing.
You feel like singing?
Yeah.
How about that, Lance? Well, why don't you? Huh?
All right, then I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Now, just look at this if you want to see something beautiful. I have here a sneaker that's padded and worn. It's also a hole, and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Now I'm going to show you something really terrific. I have here some newspaper 13 months old. I've wrapped it inside it. It's smelly and cold. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash. Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. And now some more beautiful things. The clock that won't work and an old telephone. A broken umbrella, a rusty trombone. And I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
Oh, Oscar. Oscar, that was a great trash song.
Thanks.
Regular
thanks.
Sanitation serenade.
Yeah.
I like that one. No, that's pretty good. Listen, for your hard work and effort, got a treat for you.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Listen, you're going to love this. It's a trip to the garbage dump.
Oh, boy. Terrific.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is America loves trash. Yes, America loves trash. America loves trash that's on television. Trash is entering into our public schools. The truth of the matter is America loves trash. They love trashy music and they seem to love trash talk and they love trash as they get on the internet, and America seems to have trashy attitudes. America loves trash, but not only that. My neighbor down the road, he loves to throw trash in his yard. Now, I don't know about you, but more and more as I drive around the United States of America, I see more and more trash. I see trash in the fields. When I drive through different cities, I see trash, and more I see trash being piled up. But not only that, I believe that the physical trash that I see around America is a representation of the mindset that we have, and that's a trashy mindset. You see, the truth of the matter is people are getting more trashy. Their minds are becoming trashy, and what they watch on television, what they see on their iPhones, they're just being trashed. So I would have to say honestly that America loves trash. Now, relationships are trashed. Marriages don't stay together anymore. You can't find Jesus in the church anymore because the church is now trashed. Satan is doing a good job in trashing America. So I would have to say that America loves trash. Did you know that the Bible talks a lot about trash? And I want to tell you what the Bible says about trash. If you turn to your Bibles in Genesis chapter 49, verse 7, in the Message translation, you're going to see that Simon and Levi are two of a kind, ready to fight at the drop of a hat. I don't want anything to do with their vendettas. I want no part of their bitter feuds. They kill men in fits of temper, slash oxen on a whim. A curse on their uncontrolled anger, on their indiscriminate wrath. I'll throw them out with the trash. I'll shred the scatter them like confetti throughout Israel. This is what the Bible says. Now, in this verse, we need to understand that there was an uncontrollable anger that needed to be thrown in the trash. More and more, I see people across America today that get so angry. Their attitudes are turning trashy. And they get so angry because people don't talk to anybody anymore. The jealousy factor is so high. I'm telling you, this kind of anger that I see in America needs to be thrown in the trash. You know, your attitude really needs to be thrown in the trash. And America loves trashy, and your attitude has become very trashy. Yes, the attitude of America is becoming very trashy. America loves trash. Why? Why would you say that, Pastor Dean? Well, because you have taken Jesus out of the whole society, out of the whole equation. You see, Jesus, he's the only thing that can clean up America. But the truth of the matter is, America loves trash. We got trash in our government. Yes, there is no honor anymore in the military. So, trash is in the military. We are becoming a trashy society. And the truth of the matter is, because we have taken Jesus out of this society, America doesn't love anything that's wholesome or pure or clean. America loves trash. What about you? What kind of attitude do you have today? Do you have an uncontrollable anger over your electronics? Do you want more and more video games? You want another flat screen television? And all you think you're really smart because you have an iPhone and you can upload pictures to Instagram? Well, you have a very trashy attitude and it needs to be thrown in the trash. But the truth of the matter is, America loves trash because we see that on our television shows. More and more, we have trashy TV on NBC and CBS. It's all trash. There's nothing wholesome. They only want to destroy the family, or they also laugh at the institution of marriage. And not only that, they have trashy mouths, and it's all trash. So America must love trash. Truth of the matter is, trash is what America loves. But the Bible says a lot of things about trash. Do you have a trashy attitude? Do you have a bad attitude? Well, throw it in the trash. 2 Samuel in chapter 23, verse 6. The Bible says, "But the devil's henchmen are like thorns, called and piled as trash." Yes, not like the tender grass that springs up and flourishes after rain, no. Or the sunshine upon that, but like thorns. They're useless. They're hurtful. They're pernicious and fit only for burning. And this is true of wicked men in general. They cast off the yoke of the Lord and becomes unprofitable, as Belial signifies, and the wicked governors of particular, who instead of being helpful, are harmful to the commonwealth. And instead of being a joy and comfort to their subjects, and of giving pleasure to them, or making them cheerful and prosperous, gives pain and trouble, and causes grief and sorrow, and are, if possible, to be thrust away and deposed from government. Yes, David, in this verse, was talking about how the Lord Jesus blessed his kingdom, but Satan brought his trash in to destroy the kingdom. These wicked governors. You see, David was the king, but these wicked governors trashed the whole place, trashed the commonwealth. These kind of trashy demons are in America today. They have brought a lot of trash to destroy the United States of America. There is trash all over the United States right now. Trash in our public schools. Trash on TV. There's trash in our government. And everywhere I drive these days, I see more and more trash in our fields. I see trash on our streets. I see trash in people's yards, and people's mouths are becoming trashy, and their attitudes are trashy, and we live in one trashy society. Why? Because we have taken Jesus Christ out of this country. We have taken crosses, the Ten Commandments. We have taken the Bible. Yes, this is one trashy country because we have taken Jesus out. We have taken Jesus out of America, who is the only one that was able to make America clean. America loves trash. America is a lot like Oscar the Grouch. America loves to bathe in trash. Your minds have become trashy. Your thoughts are trashy. The way you look at me is a trashy look. I see trash all over you. Preachers only preaching trash. They're not preaching truth anymore. Everything that you watch is trash. Commercials are trash. What you're learning in the public schools are now trash. Yes, America is becoming trashy. Why? Because America loves trash. You know, in Job chapter 5, verse 13, he abhors the schemes of conniving crooks so that none of their plots come to terms. He catches the know-it-alls in their conspiracies, all the intricate intrigue swept out with the trash. Here in this verse, we see that Job was talking about Jesus Christ knows the thoughts of a wicked man and will throw them out in the trash. America's minds have become very wicked because of trashy television with their trashy iPhones and the trashy internet, and trashy people in America are turning into trashy, disgusting people. There's no more honor. We're all becoming trashy, and all you have to do is look outside. There's so much trash in our streets, in our fields. The physical trash that you see is representing the spiritual trashiness of our hearts. You're very much trashy because America loves trash. Psalms chapter 2, verse 9, let me tell you what God said next. He said, "You're my son, and today is your birthday. What do you want? Name it. Nations as a present. Continents as a prize. You can command them all to dance for you, or throw them out in tomorrow's trash." Here the Bible talks about the hatred of God's anointed people. Jesus said that your enemies had better dance before you, or they will be thrown into the trash. If the enemies didn't dance before you, then throw them in the trash. So many people, trashy people, really do hate the anointing of God. Those that are anointed by God. But he says, those people that don't dance before you, throw them in the trash. Yes, God's anointed people, those that believe in Jesus Christ, if your enemies try to harm you, throw them in the trash. The truth of the matter is, America loves trash. There's nothing wholesome on television anymore. People are trashy. They talk trashy. They only are concerned about the money. They're not concerned about anything good anymore. They only want to take from one another. No different than rats trying to find their cheese. A very trashy attitude. Professors in universities have become trashy. They don't care about education. They only care about power and control. They are authoritarian, demonic, trashy people. The truth of the matter is, our teachers in public schools, they've become very trashy. Yes, they don't let students think for themselves or be creative. They're authoritarian, trashy demons. American society loves trash. But America was never like that before. America used to have Jesus. We used to have cleanliness. We used to be purified. We used to be wholesome. We used to lead the world in education. We used to lead the world in a lot of ways. But now, everything that is good has now become trashy. The Bible says in Psalms 31, verse 12, in the Message, to my enemies, I'm a monster. I'm ridiculed by my neighbors. My friends are horrified. They cross the street to avoid me. They want to blot me from memory because me, like a corpse in the grave, discards me like a broken dish in the trash. How many of you thrown a broken dish in the trash? That dish didn't really matter to you, did it? And as that you threw that dish in the trash, it broke all over. David was talking about how his enemies regarded him as a piece of trash. What about you? Sometimes I feel myself, I'm a piece of trash to some folks. I know some folks looks at me like a piece of trash. How about you? Maybe you feel like you're a piece of trash, or you have been treated like a piece of trash. Well, this is the same feeling that David in the Bible felt. He felt like a piece of trash. Sometimes I feel like a piece of trash because my society that I live in has treated me like a piece of trash. For many years. What about you? I'm sure the society we live in has treated you like a piece of trash. These authoritarian demons have treated you like a piece of trash. Well, I want to tell you the same feeling that David had. But I also want to tell you that you're not a piece of trash. Did you know that you matter to Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ looks at you as gold, a diamond. You're precious in His sight, and He cares for you. The truth of the matter is, Jesus cares for you, and what is trash to the world is not trash to Jesus. So, maybe you've been being treated like a piece of trash, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus, you're not trash to Jesus. You're not trash to Jesus whatsoever. Yes, in the Bible of Psalms, chapter 37, verse 8, bridle your anger, trash your wrath, cool your pipes. It only makes things worse. Quiet down before God. Be prayerful before Him. Don't bother those who climb the ladder, who elbow their way to the top. Bridle your tongue. Yes, or bridle your anger and trash your wrath, cool your pipes. It only makes things worse. Before long, the crooks will be bankrupt. God's investors will soon own the store. The truth of the matter here is we see in this verse is talking about injustice. Some of you, you're getting way too angry at the injustice of the world. And even though we see injustice going on all around us, we see a lot of corruption, a lot of injustice. Here the Bible says that you need to control your excessive anger. Put that excessive anger in the trash and move on. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get angry, but the Bible says in this passage that to throw your excessive anger in the trash and move on in your life. God will handle the injustice. He will take care of the crooks. He knows who is being unjust in this land. So all of you that see all this injustice in the world and it really makes you angry, it should make you angry, but this excessive anger is what I'm talking about. This excessive consuming anger that has really weighed you down. Just throw that in the trash, the Bible says, and move on with your life, because Jesus Christ will take care of the injustice and Jesus Christ will take care of the crooks. Yes, I want to tell you right now that Jesus Christ will take care of it. Yes, America really loves trash. Yes, America is a lot like Oscar the Grouch. They love to spend time in the trash. Your attitude, throw it in the trash. Pick up the trash in your yard. Why do we have so much trash around in our cities? It's time to pick up the trash in our cities, don't you think? What about you in your small town? Why don't you start something to start picking up the trash? Too much trash is present in the United States of America. I want to encourage you not to be trashy. I want to encourage you to take pride in your country. Take pride in your home. Take pride in your community. Get out there and pick up the trash. I don't know about you, but Jesus Christ is in the presence of picking up trash also. What society calls trash, Jesus is going through that trash and He's picking it out. He's picking out some things in the trash. Have you ever found something in the trash? Have you ever found a nice old pitcher in the trash or an old vase in the trash? You rubbed it off, cleaned it up. Well, that's what Jesus did to you. You were the trash to society. Nobody wanted you. So Jesus started going through the trash and He found you. He picked you out of the trash. He wiped you off. He cleaned you up. Come on, and He gave you salvation. Jesus gave you salvation. He gave you hope. He gave you a new life. Yes, you were once trash to society, but now you are gold to Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible says in Psalms 51:11, don't throw me out with the trash or fail to breathe holiness in me. Once again, we see that David is pleading with the Lord Jesus Christ not to be thrown into the trash. He is pleading with Jesus to use him. Yes, David wanted to be used by Jesus. When was the last time you got on your knees and pleaded with Jesus Christ not to be thrown into the trash? And if you don't want to spend time to listen to Jesus, well, He will throw you in the trash. Let's pray that Jesus will not throw the United States of America in the trash, even though we have become really trashy to the rest of the world. I don't know, we need to start pleading to Jesus that He doesn't throw us in the trash. Yes, we need to plead with Jesus Christ that we are not thrown into the trash. I don't want to be disposed of. I want to still be used. I might be getting a little bit older, but I want to still be used by Jesus Christ. I really don't want to be thrown in the trash yet. What about you? Have you pleaded with the Lord Jesus Christ like David that you will not be thrown in the trash? Have you pleaded? Have you got on your knees and prayed and cried out and say, even though I might be getting older, I might be turning to an antique, or I still might be young, it don't matter. Plead out to Jesus Christ that He doesn't throw you in the trash, because I'm here to tell you He has His own trash pile. Satan has a trash pile. And Jesus also has a trash pile. I would ask you today to plead with Jesus that He doesn't throw you in the trash. Yes, America loves trash. It's only evident they love trash. All you got to do is watch television, and you know that's nothing but trash. reflecting towards you, being thrown at you. All you got to do is turn on the radio and all you're going to hear is trash. Trash is all over. All you got to do is talk to people and they have trashy attitudes. People don't care about one another anymore. They're becoming trashy. In Psalms chapter 55, verse 10 of the Bible, day and night spoiled for a fight, trash piled in the streets. Day and night they go about upon the walls. That is, violence and strife go about the walls of it continually. Men of violence and contention are the only watchmen of it. A city must be sadly guarded that has no better watch than this. It was full of wickedness within and without the city of David, and Aben Ezra observes, was like a circle of violence, a strife, were as a line round about it, and mischief, and sorrow, and censure of it. And these two commonly go together. This mischief and sorrow follows. Here in Psalms 55:10, David here was saying that wickedness was moving into his kingdom, and when wickedness moves in, trash starts to move in. So here is the comparison. When you see more trash in America, there is more wickedness in America. It's that simple. The more trash you see around you, in your fields, properties, in your cities, etc., there is more wickedness moving in. This is the comparison that the Bible says. This is the comparison that David knew. He knew in his kingdom that wickedness was moving in, and so trash would pile up in the streets. Have you been to third world countries? Oppressed third world countries. I'm sure, like in India, Indonesia, I've been to many different countries, and I tell you, a lot of these countries are trashy, especially the wicked countries. As wickedness moves in, trash piles up. America loves trash. It's only evident. I see it all around me. America has trashy attitudes. America is becoming a wicked nation. Therefore, the evidence is trash. All you got to do is walk out in the woods. I guarantee you'll find more and more trash. As you drive down the highways, you're going to see more and more trash. Yes, America loves trash. What about you? Do you love trash? Or do you want to be cleaned up? Do you want to start cleaning things up around you? I want to encourage you to clean up the trash. Start putting a picture of Jesus on your wall. Too much trash is running this country. We got trashy people in charge at this time. We need good, wholesome, pure people in charge, once again, in America. But the truth of the matter is, it's plain out evident that America loves trash. In Psalms 113, chapter 113, verse 7, the Bible says he picks up the poor from out of the dirt, rescues the wretched who's been thrown out with the trash. Let me ask you a question. Does your life right now seems like it's been thrown into the trash? Does your life right now seem like it's been thrown into the trash? Well, Jesus Christ wants to take you out of the trash and polish you up. Yes, maybe your life feels like it's been thrown into the trash. If you pray to Jesus Christ, He wants to take you out of that trash and He wants to polish you up. I know that you found some things in the trash to take home, and you made it new. Well, Jesus is a trash picker. How many of you know that Jesus Christ is a trash picker looking for souls to polish up for His kingdom? Yes, our God, Jesus Christ, He's not afraid to go through the trash. You've seen many people pick through the trash. but you have been trash to society, so Jesus now has to pick you the trash to pull you out of the trash to polish you up. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? That Jesus is looking for souls to polish up for His kingdom. Yes, can I get an amen for that? You see, Jesus is a lot like Oscar. America has thrown a lot of people in the trash, but Jesus goes through the trash and He finds things that the society has thrown away. So maybe you feel like you've been thrown away. Maybe you feel like you don't matter anymore. I'm here to tell you. Or maybe you even feel like you're trash. I'm telling you, you're not trash. I'm telling you, if you put your hope in Jesus Christ, He can help you. He can give you hope. If you trust in Jesus and walk towards Jesus, He can give you a new life. He can resurrect. He can give you that dream once again. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 14, the Bible says, "Therefore the Holy of Israel says this, because you scorn this message, preferring to live by injustice and shape your lives on lies. This perverse way of life will be like a towering, badly built wall that slowly, slowly tilts and shifts. And then one day without warning, collapse, smashed to bits like a piece of pottery, smashed beyond recognition or repair, unless a pile of debris to be swept up and thrown in the trash." Jesus Christ also has a trash pile for the wicked and the injustice, and He was going to throw them in the trash one day, and that is the pit of hell, and they will be broken like a piece of pottery being thrown into the trash. Yes, the truth of the matter is, America loves trash, and unless we put our trust in Jesus Christ, He can only clean up the trash of our lives. And those that have been trash and are injustice or wicked, the Bible is very clear that one day they will be thrown in the trash. Yes, Jesus Christ will be throwing the wicked in the trash. Yes. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 17, "Ah, Edom, I'm dropping you to last place among nations, the bottom of the heap kicked around." Yes, Edom, I'm dropping you to the last place of all the nations. You think you're so great, strutting across the stage of history, living high in the impregnable rocks, acting like kings of the mountain. You think you're above it all. Don't you like an eagle in its eyrie? Well, you're headed for a fall. I'll bring you crashing to the ground. Edom will end up trash, stinking, despicable trash. A wonder of the world in reverse. She'll join Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbors in the sewer of history. God says so. No one will live there. No mortal soul move in there. You need to understand that Jeremiah was warning the country of Edom. The country was has thought it was so great for such a long time. This country strutted across the stage of history. This country lived high on the rocks, acting like the king of the mountain. This country believed that they would never fall. This country thought that they were above it all. They thought they were an eagle. Yes, this country thought they were an eagle. Well, here Jeremiah was warning them that they were heading for a fall. And God says, not only that, that I'll bring you crashing to the ground, and that Edom will end up trash and stinking. Oh, come on, somebody. Despicable trash. A wonder of the world in reverse. I don't know about you, but America was once a wonder of the world, just like Edom. And I believe it will end up one day trashy, stinky, and despicable, because we have taken Jesus Christ out of this nation. We have taken Jesus Christ out of every facet of this country. So why wouldn't America end up like Edom. Unless this nation repents, unless this nation turns back to Jesus Christ, we, once a wonder of the world, will end up in the trash. We, once a wonder of the world, will end up crashing to the ground if we don't accept Jesus Christ back into our lives. If we don't start putting Jesus back into our public schools, or putting Jesus back into our government, putting Jesus back into our marriages, yes, America will end up crashing. America will once be a wonder of the world in reverse. And this is in the Bible what Jeremiah was saying to Edom. What about you today? As you look around, do you see trash everywhere on every corner? Well, this is because America is becoming trashy. This is an exact replica. The more trash is because evil is moving in America. Yes, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 12, this is what the Bible says. He says, I'm baptizing you here in the river. I'm turning your old life in for a kingdom life. The real action comes next. The main character in this drama, compared to him, I'm a mere stagehand, will ignite the kingdom's life within you, a fire within you, the Holy Spirit within you, changing you from the inside out. Yes, this is what Jesus is going to do to you. He's going to clean house, make a clean sweep in your lives. He'll place everything true in its proper place before God. Everything false he'll put out with the trash to be burned. Yes, I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants you to clean your house, to clean your streets, to clean your heart. And all that trash that you have been carrying for such a long time from your past, Jesus wants you to get rid of all that trash in your life. No more carrying it. It's time to let it all go. Take all that trash now and drop it down. All that emotional trash that you have been carrying for many years. You have been carrying such it for such a long time, so much trash. Well, Jesus Christ says it's time to let it all go. Well, it's time to throw it all away and to move toward Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ will help clean your house. And don't you think it's time to do some cleaning of your own? It's time to pick up all this trash around yourself. It's time to pick up all that trash or down the street. It's time to pick all that trash up around your family. And yes, America, it's time to pick up all that trash around America. And it's time to get rid of all that trash in your own life. Yes, Jesus Christ has come to make a clean sweep through our lives, to clean up our houses. And Jesus wants to clean your life up. Jesus wants to clean this nation up. And Jesus Christ wants to clean all the filth in America up once again. America, it's time to repent. It's time to ask Jesus for mercy. And yes, we need Jesus back in America. Yes, we need Jesus back in this nation. We need to stop tolerating all of this trash around us. We need to stop tolerating all this trash in our society. Let's return to Jesus Christ once again. It's time to turn to Jesus once again. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Lance, come on over here. See what Oscar's up to this time. Oh,
yeah.
Oscar, what are you doing? Trash all over here? What are you doing?
Gordon, I feel great today.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, I'm going through all my trash, just throwing it around and looking at it. It makes a grouch feel terrific.
Oh, yeah?
Just looking at it trash once in a while.
Well.
You know, Gordon, just looking at this trash makes me feel so good. I feel like singing.
You feel like singing?
Yeah.
How about that, Lance? Well, why don't you? Huh?
All right, then I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or stinky or dusty. Anything ratchet or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. No, just look at this if you want to see something beautiful. I have here a sneaker that's padded and one. It's all full of holes and the laces are torn. A gift from my mother the day I was born. I love it because it's fresh. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. Now I'm going to show you something really terrific. I have here some newspaper 13 months old. I've wrapped it inside it. It's smelly and cold. But I wouldn't trade it for a big pot of gold. I love it because it's trash. Yes, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash. And now some more beautiful things. The clock that won't work and an old telephone. A broken umbrella, a rusty trombone. And I am delighted to call them my own. I love them because they're trash. Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or stingy or dusty. Anything ragged or rotten or rusty. Yes, I love trash.
Oh, Oscar, that was a great trash song.
Thanks.
Regular sanitation serenade.
Yeah.
I like that one. No, it's pretty good. Listen, for your hard work and effort, got a treat for you.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Listen, you're going to love this. It's a trip to the garbage dump.
Oh, boy. Terrific.